All right, well, good evening and happy new year. Welcome to the Kensington Police Protection and Community Service District. I want to thank you for coming, and it's nice that there's public interest in the work of the district. I want to apologize for any confusion on the agenda. As you know, in consultation with our general manager, we canceled our regular meetings in January because we reviewed the many projects we're working on, but there were no issues requiring board action within this month. But we do plan several public meetings in February and March, and to begin addressing the major issues facing the district. We will want and will be encouraging public input at those meetings. Among those projects that we are working on and trying to get to completion are the MOU with our police, providing how to provide police services, a major update to the policy and procedure manual, and of course the community center renovations. Thank you. Now, are there any public comments?
Yeah.
Would you mind stepping up to the mic?
I will step up. I must share with you now that we're sort of at the beginning of a new beginning. Mm-hmm. There is something really for many people.
Yep.
For many people. I've done a lot of public speaking, but there's something very chilling about this. This is not a venue.
Please use the mic because it's for the recording and for the video.
This is not a venue that encourages the kind of dialogue with the community. So I have been to other community meetings, including the fire board, by the way, and there seems to be much more of a give and take in terms of the board itself and the audience. I cannot imagine that there would not be some way to have a mic and have video at the same time. So I would simply ask that you would consider that. I don't think you're getting, that we are getting, the kind of involvement and dialogue that would be very helpful and healthy.
Yeah.
But that's not really why I came up. And I very much appreciated the comment that you had made, Eileen, about there being no board actions. I think that obviously we do understand that there are issues that require a closed session, mm-hmm. right? And we honor that. I think in terms of getting the kind of community input mm-hmm. that would be important, I'd like to ask a question, really. And that is, what is your thinking about that? You've alluded to it in your comments now. It doesn't happen, clearly, at these meetings.
Right.
What is your thinking about that as you're moving forward, as we're moving forward?
Well, with respect to discussions and dialogue at public meetings like this under the Brown Act, in order to have a discussion, that needs to be put on the agenda. We can't just open up a dialogue with someone where they raise an issue.
But in terms of the work now, the work that needs to be done and engaging a community that is small, that has a tremendous amount of talent and expertise, has there been a conversation at the board level about how you might do this, how we as a community might best do this? I think you might get a lot more, we might get a lot more people who are involved and engaged if there were some mechanism or mechanisms put in place to literally engage people who are not on the board. Mm-hmm. And obviously, each one of you has made a commitment of time and energy
right.
that is very deeply appreciated. But there are a whole host of people who have domain expertise, et cetera, and I'm just wondering what your conversation has been or if you've had that conversation at this point.
I'm not sure, frankly, and I apologize for not following you, but what I'd be glad to do, Johanna, is to meet with you separately and try to understand better what your thoughts are and how we could be better at communicating with the public. I know last year we started with a newsletter and we issued two newsletters. We tried to identify what we were doing and the things that we were working on.
Which I think think is terrific. So, and I think this is really a part of the gap, and I'd be delighted to sit down with you. The question is really not just about communication. It's about engagement. And so the engagement is really tapping into people, not simply having people who are bright reading. So why don't we do that? We follow.
Okay.
I'd also like to point out that there were a variety of, because these meetings really are considered business meetings for the board business to get accomplished, and of course part of that is public comment.
Yeah.
But we had a variety of meetings. We had one on traffic, one on solid waste, at least two or three on the police services. So there are the more community-oriented Saturday morning forums at which there's more of that kind of dialogue. I had one on emergency services my first year on the board. So those meetings tend to be more of the kind of discussion that you're talking about.
How many years have you been on the board?
Two.
Okay.
So we've had multiple meetings on other topics that are not happening at this.
I think, again, case in point, and I will follow up.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other public comments? Any other public comments?
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
I'm Mark Aldenberg.
Pick up your mic.
Can you hear me now? I'm just getting in here from the gym, so I'm a little limited. But I wanted to come to you and just express our concern about the paths in Kensington, as I think most of you know. I live on one of the paths, on path number 9, also known as Blight Path, which starts at the bottom of Princeton and Yale, goes up the hill. We've been living on that path for about 35 years now. It's hard to believe. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about a little thing. We're gathering a group. I've been trying to do this for some years now. Now I've got, I think, the right people. Lisa Corona and Rodney Paul and David Spath and I have been meeting regularly to figure out a way to move forward with ownership of paths and getting this ownership problem solved. Because the paths have been in a legal limbo since the deed was offered, I think 1911 or something like that. And it was never accepted by the county. The deed was, for the land was offered by the county. It was never accepted, so the paths are sort of don't have an owner, and therefore there's nobody sort of insuring liability. And looking after the paths, just some of the neighbors, sort of ad hoc. So, some of you may know that the previous board, KPCSD, actually had a group that studied the paths, and a lot of documentation was done. This was done in 2011, 2012. And there was a meeting January 12th, I think, 2012, where their findings were brought forward and the paths findings were reviewed by KPCSD. And a unanimous decision was made, motion was made unanimously voted to accept the paths, for the KPCSD to accept the paths. So that never happened, even though that agreement was made. I think the wind went out of the sails at some point, and then the board never followed through. So we're trying to kind of pick up the pieces and see if we can start there. I urge you to KensingtonPaths.org. It's a website we set up that has links to these documents so you can see sort of the current state of affairs. And we're intending to just kind of inform the community about the state of the paths and get the community behind us and hopefully energize kind of us as a community to move forward and restore the paths and sort of get ownership of them so that we can get grants to improve them and so that we can really kind of establish them as our paths and we feel good and comfortable about working on them because we have liability insurance for the paths. So that's our intent. That's it. I wanted to tell you about tonight.
What
so
was it?
Paths, not walls.
What was the name of that meeting again?
112.
Pardon? January 12th?
11.
January 12th, 2012.
112-12.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have links to those documents on the website, so you can see them. If you go to KensingtonPaths.org, you can see the links to those particular documents where the agenda was made 1 month, I think, in December, and then the meeting happened in the next month, or maybe it was January and February. There's two documents, the agenda and the meeting minutes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And I omitted to take roll at the beginning of the meeting, so let me take roll. Director Madavi?
Here.
Director Deppi?
Here.
Vice President Tassai?
Here.
And Director Chiraswat?
Here.
And I'm also here. So, with this, we'll adjourn to closed session. Thank you very much. All right, we are reconvening after the closed session, and there is nothing to report out.
I'd like to move that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.